Hello, and welcome to the first ever broadcast of the Kojima Productions Report. I am your host, Ryan Payton. So, just what is the Kojima Productions Report? It is a companion to Hide-chan, Hideo Kojima's online radio program, which is presented entirely in Japanese. Now, in the report, rather than just translate directly what Mr. Kojima has talked about in recent Hide-chan broadcasts, I will instead summarize what he has discussed, as well as offer a behind-the-scenes look at Kojima Productions. Now, in this very first broadcast, I will be touching on a number of topics, including a report on what's going on over at Mr. Kojima's Japanese audio blog, as well as touching on a few Kojima Productions-related news topics, including some exciting info about Konami's recent Gamers Day event. But first, let me introduce myself. My name is Ryan Payton. I am an international manager here at Kojima Productions. I handle game translation. I work a lot with our different offices that Konami has all around the world, in San Francisco, Los Angeles, Frankfurt, Germany, working on promotions, sales, basically anything that's Kojima Productions related, I've usually got my hands involved somewhere. That's, you know, enough of my self-introduction. Let me get into the meat of the program. So, Mr. Kojima has been busy recording broadcasts of his audio blog, Hide-chan, over the past few weeks. In recent broadcasts, he has been inviting a variety of guests to join him on air, including Tokyo DJ Kiku Yomi-chan, Tojin, our sound director and all-around superstar, and Shudo Murata, who is the co-director of Metal Gear Solid 4. Now, just a few days ago, he invited Akio Otsuka, who provides the voice of Snake in the Japanese versions of Metal Gear Solid. And that just recently went up on our website in Japanese. Unfortunately, I don't think I can get Mr. Otsuka to come on our show because I don't think he speaks English. But, you know, I'm going to try to bring in a variety of guests who do speak English into the Kojima Productions Report in future broadcasts. Now, a tradition of Hide-chan is for Mr. Kojima to open up his mailbox and answer a handful of letters from fans. Now, here on the report, I plan to translate some of the letters and, of course, translate what, you know, how Mr. Kojima replied to those letters. Now, one fan wrote in recently, "What is the number one book that has influenced you, Mr. Kojima?" And this is how Mr. Kojima responded. Quote, "I don't have that one book that I can easily point to. As a child, I loved Dostoevsky's Crime and Punishment. And when I got older, I found Abe Kobo's Woman in a Dunes and The Face of Another as some of my favorites, as well as Teru Miyamoto's Kinshu," unquote. So this is how Mr. Kojima responded to that question. And I know that the three titles that I just mentioned, Abe Kobo's Woman in a Dunes, Woman in the Dunes, The Face of Another, and Teru Miyamoto's Kinshu, those are all available in English, I've noticed. And you can go online and order those. Those are some of the most, you know, the highest recommendations that Mr. Kojima can offer. So let me go into the second question that I'll be translating here into English today. And this came from a fan who asked, "Mr. Kojima, how do you get rid of your stress?" And this is how Mr. Kojima responded. Quote, "I guess you can say I am like the Cobra unit from Snake Eater, specifically the Fury and maybe the Sorrow. In meetings and interviews, I speak out frankly and honestly, and that helps me relieve a little bit of stress," unquote. So you may be wondering how you can get your question be answered on this program. Unfortunately, Mr. Kojima will not be on here answering them in English, but he actually suggested that why don't, you know, listeners send their questions into me, Ryan, and I'll answer them as best as I can. So sure, let's do it. If you have a question and you want it read over the show, it's simple. Just log on to this blog site and look on the bar on the left-hand side. There should be a link to our mailbox. So, you know, good luck on your submission, and I hope that I can read one of your emails on the air sometime soon, and I'll try my best to answer your question as thoroughly as possible. Now, let's move on to the latest in Kojima Productions-related news. Now, on Wednesday, January 25th, Konami hosted its annual Gamers Day event in San Francisco. Members of the press gathered from around the country, and came to play and report on upcoming Konami titles, many of which were, you know, first announced at Gamers Day. And we had two big announcements from Kojima Productions at Gamers Day. One was the Metal Gear Solid digital comic, and the second was the Metal Gear Saga DVD that is going to be a part of a pre-order campaign for Subsistence. In case you missed the news on the web about what went down at Gamers Day, let me just use this opportunity to kind of explain what we announced in a little bit more detail. So back to this Metal Gear Solid digital comic. This is going to be coming out on PSP later this year. And it's not just a simple, you know, comic book that you can flip through just pushing a button on the PSP. You just read the comic from start to finish. You know, we're going a lot deeper than that. We're putting in gameplay. You have music, sound effects going on. There's animation. So this PSP project features comic strips that we've taken from the Metal Gear Solid comic that has been popular in the United States, that's been distributed by IDW, featuring the art of Ashley Wood. So we're taking those comics, taking the comic strip from start to finish, you know, the beginning of the Metal Gear Solid series to the very end. We've scanned them all, put them into a game format. We've brought out the 3D graphics, added in all the sound and animation. And not only can you just flip through the whole story and experience the entire Metal Gear Solid story in comic book format with art from Ashley Wood, but you can also, you know, get deeper into that. By playing the game multiple times, you can unlock certain story elements. You can zoom in into the picture, take things out, scan different elements. And it's a very exciting project. We've been working really hard on it. And it's going to take digital comics, you know, to the next level. So we're very excited to announce the Metal Gear Solid digital comic, which, by the way, is a working title. Hopefully we'll have the official title sometime soon. And for all those really hardcore Kojima Productions watchdogs, you might have noticed that on Japanese sites, a title by the name of Metal Gear Solid BD has shown up on, you know, news sites or on forums. And this is what the title was originally called. And we're going to change that for the American market, but we haven't decided what that title will be just yet. The second big announcement was the Metal Gear Saga DVD, Metal Gear Saga Volume 1. This will be offered as a pre-order gift to those who pre-order Metal Gear Solid 3 Subsistence when it launches this March. So starting in the middle of February, you can go to your favorite game retailer, put down maybe $10. It's up to the retailer, really. You know, maybe you only have to put down $1 on Subsistence, and you'll get this really high-quality Metal Gear Saga DVD for free. And this is not just some kind of cheap promotional gift where the DVD is slipped into a paper case and it's kind of, you know, thrown at you for free. The Metal Gear Saga DVD is, you know, in a normal DVD package. Or I shouldn't say normal because it has a clear DVD case, embossed packaging with silver foil on the packaging with Yoji Shinkawa art on the front. And then a really high quality program that we've produced here at Kojima Productions called the Metal Gear Saga. And this is a documentary DVD, documentary video. It's 30 minutes long and it goes through the whole fiction of the Metal Gear Saga series, Solid series, from Big Boss's origins in Metal Gear Solid 3, you know, all the way to the original 8-bit games like Metal Gear, Metal Gear 2, then on to MGS1, and then finally with MGS2, we kind of wrap up this fiction and kind of tell the whole story in this 30-minute program. It's very kind of like a documentary style. And it's a great thing to have in your collection, and it really does set up the story for Metal Gear Solid 4, because that's where the story will pick up, which would be after the events of MGS2, starring everybody's favorite character, Raiden. So please check out this Metal Gear Saga DVD. You won't be disappointed. I mean, basically it's free. If you're interested, if you're going to be picking up Subsistence, you've got nothing to lose. And all I'm worried about is that we won't have enough copies to provide to everybody who wants to pre-order Subsistence and get this awesome, awesome DVD. So thank you for tuning in to the first ever Kojima Productions Report. Next time I hope to have a few guests join me in the studio. I'm looking at you, Mr. Imaizumi, Mr. Producer of Metal Gear Solid 4. Hopefully you'll join me next time. Thanks again. Sayonara.